So today we saw that, first of all, wouldn't you know it, when I do the traditional Latin Mass, they have the longest readings in the world with my terrible Latin, but I'm managing. Today we heard about Jesus referring to Daniel, the prophet Daniel, who talked about the abomination of desolation. And what we know about that is that there will come a time when the second coming comes, when there will be an abomination of desolation, but we know too that there have been forerunners to this. So there was one in 167, where when Antiochus erected a statue of the Greek god Zeus in front of the in the Jerusalem temple, and then there was another one in AD 70. When the Roman armies under Titus sacked the city of Jerusalem, and in the process they destroyed the temple building and altar, and to this day it has not been rebuilt. So sometimes we might think, is this it? You know, obviously those are at least two examples of when there were what's called forerunners to the abomination of desolation, which leads then to a period of time called the Great Tribulation, okay? And this is just a period of time where, at least for now, God, in his permissive will, allows us to go through some stuff. And again, throughout history, this has happened as well. And what is that? And I always like to refer to God as our perfect dad, right? And sometimes, in order to try to instill in the children something, you got to challenge them, okay? You got to let them go through some stuff so that it becomes a serious matter for them. They take it seriously, and then that gets in their bones, all right? And then that's how they can then take on what the Father is trying to show them. Our Father in heaven ultimately wants us to be real tight with Him, real close with Him. But we find ourselves oftentimes distracted by everything else but God. And while we're distracted with all these things, evil finds an easy access. And so I've been wondering if we may have been going through recently one of these forerunners to the Great Tribulation, and maybe God is allowing some stuff to kind of shake us up, to get our attention. And so here's how I see it. So we all know that, you know, we had the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, May 13th of 2017. Well, what have we seen? What have we watched since that time? Well, here I put together a few things. We watched exposés throughout Hollywood government, and now in the church. We watched a world who looked on in horror as little Elfie Evans was executed. We watched Ireland devoured by Satan in their vote to kill babies. We are watching the Irish government demand that Catholic hospitals kill babies. We are watching as grown men must be allowed to share a bathroom with little girls. We are watching as boys are winning in girls' athletic events, stealing awards and scholarships. We're watching as we are told that what we feel we are overrides what God created us to be. So gender dysphoria being normalized. We are watching the mainstream media in Hollywood move from left-leaning to psychotic in their efforts to gain power. We are watching 3 years of non-stop Saul Alinsky tactics thrown at the greatest pro-life president in history. The radical secular left is in full-on panic of losing their sacrament of abortion. We watched German bishops propose communion for Protestants. We are watching while we are given no clear answer whether the Vatican advocates communion for those in mortal sin. We are watching as a gay activist priest is invited by the Vatican to a special office and to be a keynote speaker. We are watching as holy clerics are being exiled while dissenting clerics are being elevated. We are watching as Australia is trying to make priests break the seal of confession under penalty of law. We're watching a historic level of Christian persecution ignored by the mainstream media and even the church. We are watching widespread leftist privilege. So college admissions, the Jesse Smollett incident. Okay, we're watching as a demonic level of chastisement was given to Judge Kavanaugh because he threatens the demise of the killing of innocent children. We watch the demonic level of chastisement of the Covington kids because they were Catholic and pro-life and supported the President of the United States. We're watching devout Catholics denied government service with "the dogma lives loudly in you." Oh, you're a Knight of Columbus? We are watching speakers who do not stay within the lines of the ruling class talking points excluded and even physically beaten. We watched Democrats advocate infanticide. We watched heresy proposed by the Amazon Synod. We watched pagan goddesses paraded through the Vatican. And this year we watched as a pandemic, real, was politicized in order to gain power, in order to depress the economy, and to make people seek hope and change. We watched riots incited this year, again, in order to gain power, to incite fear and chaos and make people depressed and depress the economy so that people would want hope and change. Here's what I find interesting. So recall that at the end of the 3.5 year period, okay, God will relent. God will see a change of heart, hopefully, among the survivors of that tribulation, right? And then he'll retaliate on those cruel nations in measure for their heartless treatment toward his people. I don't know about you, but I'm witnessing a huge army of on-fire Christians rising up all around us. They're saying we've been bullied long enough. We've been abused long enough. And they're taking back surrendered ground. So here's the interesting thing. If we're going by the length of a typical tribulation, right? Or at least as it's prophesied in the book of Daniel, what is that? That's 3.5 years. Well, I looked at what is 3.5 years from the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima in 2017. Leads to November 13th, 2020. And interestingly enough, this marked the day that the president's lawyer, Sidney Powell, announced that they are about to release the Kraken. God is calling us to fight. He's calling us to rise up. We've been docile. We've been distracted. We've been engrossed in our worldly stuff. While evil found easy access. While we took our eye off of God and put priority on our stuff. So here we are. Evil, I don't know what you're seeing, but evil's arrogant right now. It just feels, yeah, we own the place. Sit down and shut up. But I don't know about you, but not in my watch. And here's what I think is happening. I think that a lot of people are rising up, and I think a lot of people are praying hard. And I think hearts are turning. We've gone through a tough 2020. But I watched. While people were denied access to the Holy Eucharist, you know what they did? They built altars in their homes. They prayed even harder. Prayers like the Rosary. We got people marching around the state capitol for the Jericho marches. We got people rising up everywhere, saying no to this fascist world, New World Order cabal that's trying to take over. We've got holiness erupting in the midst of all this. I'm not saying that this May 13, 2017 and November 13, 2020 is a thing. But what if it was? I mean, what would that place us in? We've gone through the tribulation, the hell that it was, especially as it ramped up toward the end in this 2020 that we've suffered through. Now it's time to take it back. Now it's time to join forces. And what I mean about joining forces is sure. Our Protestant brothers and sisters don't have the fullness of the church, truth. Okay. But let's make what we have attractive to them. Instead of lashing out and you know, pushing them away with our every which way but saying deplorable to them or to people who offer the ordinary form of the Mass or whatever. You see what I'm saying? This is a time for us to be family as we've never been family before. This is a time for us to be united. This is a time for us to come home and be that family of Christ that we're called to be. This is our hour, okay? It is. I believe that. We're heading into the holidays, right? Thanksgiving this week. Christmas coming up. Let's go into that with hope. Let's have the peace that comes from that kind of hope. I have it. I believe that this cabal's coming down. And my heart just pounds with delight that we're about ready to be taken from the grasp of the wild beasts that wanted to tear us down and bring us all the way down to hell. I'm not taking it. I'm not going. Nor are you. And what's going to happen, I'll end with this. What's going to happen is that once this enormous, gigantic, Goliath of a cabal that's managed to form, all right? I mean, we just saw Fox News go down to it. Just join forces with it in so many ways. Don't we know that big tech and everybody is in cahoots with each other? It's enormous. It seems insurmountable. But you know what? I think it's going down. I think it's all going to be found out. And here's what's going to happen. Is all of our relatives or friends who have fallen prey to the wild beast, who have been taken up by their indoctrination and their propaganda, they're going to realize what they've attached themselves to. It's going to become repugnant. And they're going to let go. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to look around. Now where do I go? Let's let them come here. With our selfless, humble smiles, welcoming words, offers to care for them, letting them know that I don't care what you did, the mercy of God, right? I don't care what you did, I don't care where you've been. What matters is where you are now, your home. So we got to bring people home. This will be a time for us to be a part of all that. I know we have a team that's formed for evangelization. It's really what it is. Making this place so attractive. And by this place, I do mean St. Mary Plainbaugh, but I mean the Catholic Church, the Catholic faith. So attractive that once they're let go of what's laid hold of them, they look around, they see us, and they know it's right and it's good and the place they need to be. The Kraken is being released. God is taking his hand of justice and wielding it. Praise God. We need to pray like we've never prayed before. We need to love like we've never loved before. We need to call people home to Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.